She halted so they could catch their breath, and coughed at the potent scent of herbs and spices wafting from the woman.
"We'll take the servants' stairs," she whispered, peering into the darkness above. "Can you make it?"
She eyed the weathered face of the woman draped in a tattered gray woolen cloak. The midwife's brow furrowed.
"What do they call you?"
"Martha."
"Don't let my appearance of deteriorating health fool you. I am stronger than one may think."
She grasped the rail and mounted the stairs, her bones crackling their protest. When they reached the upper floor, Martha signaled for the woman to wait with a tug on her elbow. Stepping past her, she peered into the dimly lit corridor. Discovering it devoid of prying eyes, she gestured for the midwife to follow, and as swiftly as the woman's legs could move, they dashed toward her mistress's chamber. But as they turned the corner, Martha froze and yanked the woman out of sight. A servant stood outside the mistress's chamber with his ear pressed against the door. Martha signaled the woman to stay hidden before reaching for a lantern on a nearby table. Then she turned on her heel and strode down the corridor. The servant jumped at the sound of her purposely heavy footsteps. He spun and held a lantern high, squinting in her direction.
"Who goes there?"
"It is Martha."
She stopped before him.
"Why do you linger outside our mistress's chamber? You know what she does to those she catches eavesdropping. She will be most displeased if I am to inform her."
She struck an authoritative stance foreign to her. The lantern in his hand rattled.
"Please, that is not necessary, I assure you. I heard cries from within and grew concerned over the mistress's welfare."
He swallowed hard, shifting from one foot to the other. Martha glanced at the door, feigning concern.
"Her nights have been disturbed with nightmares of late. I assume this evening will not differ."
"I see," he said. "I will let you tend to her needs."
He bolted past her and scurried down the corridor. She held her breath as she strode by the midwife, who appeared to have made herself scarce. After he disappeared, a door to another chamber opened, and her wiry gray head poked out. Martha waved her forward. They entered her mistress's chamber to find her on her knees by the bedside. Her hands gripped the bed linens, and she fought to muffle her cries. A look of relief mixed with pain shone in her dark eyes, but no gratitude fell from her lips.
"You fool! I thought you had run off!"
She glared at Martha before eyeing the midwife.
"Get this child out of me!"